620WDAE.com. Keyword Blitz.
Combine over, most important part, really, of the draft process is the combine, like it or not. It's where all the GMs, head coaches, scouts, they all gather at one place to watch these guys get tested. In this podcast, we're going to look at the winners and losers on the offensive side of the ball, as there were plenty throughout the entire combine. I am Justin Pulowski. Here with more draft coverage at JoeBucksFan.com. Appreciate you forking over that $10, and hopefully we get you your money's worth. I think we will over the next couple of months as we get ready for what's going to be a very exciting draft, which led to a very exciting combine. I want to start with some of the losers from this past week's combine on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe one of the biggest losers, not personally, but running back Jonathan Dwyer from Georgia Tech, expecting him to be more of a power runner coming into the NFL. Remember, coming from that triple option, didn't really catch the ball that much at Georgia Tech, didn't really have to block all that much at Georgia Tech. So his skills are in his running game. Ran a 4.65 40, was disappointing, looked awkward in pass receiving drills. Also, only 15 reps at 225 pounds in the bench press. One of the bigger losers from the combine last week. A couple of wide receivers were not too good as well. Desmond Briscoe, as a wide receiver, 4.64 40, only 9 reps on the bench press. Really very disappointing for him in a class of wide receivers where they're so bunched up. Desmond Briscoe might be sliding down the board a little bit, while other receivers, and we'll talk about a couple of them, might be moving up in just a moment. One receiver who has all the talent in the world, the combine was supposed to be his showcase, and he failed big time. Mike Williams, wide receiver from Syracuse, only had 8 reps on the bench press, only 8 reps. He's about 6'2", a little right around 215, 220 pounds. 8 reps on the bench press, not great for him. A 4.55 40, that's more, I think that's where you're going to expect him to run. He's not a blazer. He's a number one guy, slightly better than a possession receiver. It's not as if he has no speed, because he has plenty of quickness. He's just not going to be the guy that runs that 9 route, that go route for you. He's going to be your kind of like a Brandon Marshall kind of type of receiver. I'm not saying he is Brandon Marshall by any means, but he's just a guy that your quarterback can rely on to catch the football. Mike Williams in the interview process. Now, I was not in on the interviews. You only hear what's kind of been reported out there, but it's unfortunate that there are any reports that Mike Williams in his interviews was blaming everyone but himself for his failures, and NFL teams do not want to hear that. The scuttlebutt from the combine is that Mike Williams not only won't be a third round pick, but could be a late round pick or even undrafted. That's how bad his combine was last weekend. I still think he's a tremendous talent if he gets his head on straight. Anthony Davis, offensive tackle from Rutgers. Some considered him. Even watching the film, I thought he was right up there neck and neck with Russell Okung, but he goes to the combine. While Okung is putting up great numbers at the offensive tackle position, Okung had 38 reps at 225 pounds on the bench press, ran a good 40. 40s aren't that important for offensive linemen, but Okung also has very good character. You look at Anthony Davis, questionable character, only had 21 reps on the bench press. And if you're matching these guys up and comparing him with Okung, Russell Okung, and with guys like Trent Williams and Brian Beluga and Bruce Campbell, all these other offensive tackles, Anthony Davis was probably the worst of that group, of the top group of offensive tackles at the combine. Not good for a guy who was striving to go in the top 10 in this year's draft. And the last one who was a disappointment was Dexter McCluster. Everyone started to buzz when he put up 20 reps on the bench press, and, well, look at how strong this guy is. But then Dexter McCluster, which is supposed to be his strength, his speed, his quickness. Now he did run the quickest shuttle time, which does show his quickness, and that's good. But I think teams were really expecting breakaway speed as well with Dexter McCluster, and running a 4.58 40 at just 172 pounds was not good for McCluster, and I think it's going to drop him. I saw him, if he would have gone out, run a 4.44 40, I think you see Dexter McCluster go somewhere in the second round, a team that wants a big play guy at the wide receiver, maybe a little running back, and also in the return game, we could have seen Dexter McCluster go in round two. Now that he ran that slow 40, I think he falls back maybe sometime middle to late third round, even into the fourth round a little bit, but I just don't see him going in the second round with the load of talent that there is out there. Winners from the combine on the offensive side of the ball this last weekend. We started with a running back with the losers. We'll start with a running back with the winners. Ryan Matthews, running back from Fresno State, really fighting to be a first-round draft pick. You got Javid Best. You have C.J. Spiller, of course. Both of those guys had great combines. Ryan Matthews, more of an every-down back, though. 218 pounds. Can really pound it between the tackles. Also ran a nice 4.44 5.40, 19 reps on the bench press. Really showing that he can be an every-down back in the NFL. And a team late in the first round, San Diego Chargers, who now need a running back, Ryan Matthews could be a very good fit for them late in round one. Scott Long, Golden Tate, a couple of wide receivers who really had good combines. We'll start with Scott Long out of Louisville. Really liked him at Louisville. Didn't really have much throwing to him. Not great quarterback play from Louisville. But Scott Long's pretty big, 6'2", 220 pounds, 4.46 on the 40, and also 20 reps on the bench press. Golden Tate also really opened the eyes of scouts at the combine. Very good character guy, of course. Little lacking in size, but made up with it with his speed. He could have easily gone out there, run around a 4.5 or close to a 4.6, and people would have just started dropping him from their boards. Golden Tate runs out there and runs a 4.42 40, which was blazing for the wide receivers in this year's combine. Also had 17 reps on the bench press. A tight end that really stood out to me, Doran Dickerson. A lot of Big East players, good and bad, in the combine last week, but Doran Dickerson, tight end from Pitt, a little undersized for a tight end, at just about 225, 230 pounds, but ran a 4.4 flat on the 40, which is just blazing for a guy of his size, and then put up 24 reps on the bench press. Doran Dickerson, I'm starting to see similarities to a Dustin Keller when Keller came out a couple of years ago. A little undersized for a tight end, but really did a lot in the pass game. Doran Dickerson did a lot for Pitt in their pass game, catches the ball well with his hands, and now showing off that speed. I'm anxious to see where Doran Dickerson starts to fall. I think he starts to maybe get up, maybe even into the second round. Remember, Dustin Keller got all the way into the first round as an undersized tight end that really did stuff in the passing game. Interested to see where Doran Dickerson falls in a couple of months in the draft. And Bruce Campbell was the big winner at the combine. Still iffy about his play on the field. Didn't really have the game film to show that. Really, a lot of people expected him to go out and put good numbers up at the combine. The question is, will that be enough for him to be drafted high in this April's draft? A team to keep an eye on, though, as it always is with guys who exceed and succeed at the combine, will be the Oakland Raiders, who also need an offensive tackle. Could we see Bruce Campbell go as high as eighth in this year's draft? Your winners and losers on the offensive side of the ball. We will also have your winners and losers on the defensive side of the ball. You want to make sure you continue to check back here. JoeBucksFan.com. Once again, position rankings will continue to come out as the weeks unfold. Now the combine is over, the information, the wealth of knowledge will be coming your way on a daily basis. Updated mock draft on its way, updated commission's board on the way. So we've got a lot going on, and we're going to be kicking it all to you right here at JoeBucksFan.com. So make sure you come back. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight, deep
Life without sports? Yeah, it would be cold and lonely, sort of like a Russian outpost in Siberia. There'd be no games at night, so you'd be forced to spend time with the family. The Olympics would be a lot shorter. The Gators and Seminoles would have no reason to hate each other. Yep, lucky for us, sports do exist. Or else we'd actually have to find real jobs. 620 WDAE. The Sports Animal.